Recording is on.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the July 27th, 2021 VC HTTP API work item call. Let's go ahead and get a scribe before we go on. Are there any volunteers to scribe today? If there are no volunteers, let's see, Mahmoud has done it recently. Brian, would you be able to scribe today?
Yeah, I think I'll go.
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Just as a reminder, all you have to do is type the person's name, colon, and what they said. You'll make my life easier if you just use their last name, colon, what they said. That maps pretty well. But if you don't, I'll clean it up after the call.
Cool. And sorry, should I use IRC for this?
You can use either. I always prefer using IRC, but yeah, you can use the chat box or IRC.
Okay, I was having problems with the chat on Jitsi before, so I'll use IRC.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Thank you very much for volunteering. All right, here's our agenda for today. Make sure I'm in the right channel. Agenda. Today on the agenda, we've got agenda review and some introductions. We were going to do use cases today, but we're going to push that off until the next meeting. So it is going to be a call full of pull request processing and issue processing. Ori's favorite thing. And he's here. Ori, it's going to be an exciting day. Nothing but issues and pull requests. Are there any other updates or changes to the agenda? Any other, announcements, that we should make here? Okay, with that, let's go ahead and get started. Is there anyone new here or anyone that would like to reintroduce themselves? I think everyone, you know everyone here. Brent, have you introduced or reintroduced yourself recently?
I don't know that I have on this call. Hi, folks. I'm Brent. I work at Evernym. I do stuff with the DID working group and the VC working group and stuff at Diff. And technically I do stuff with cryptography. And it's good to be here. Mostly lurking.
Awesome. Welcome, Brent. Wonderful to have you here as always. All right. Any other introductions or reintroductions? Brian, I could scribe for you. I think you may have reintroduced yourself recently, but I'm happy to if you want to do it again.
Sure. Yeah. I'm Brian Richter. I have a company, Aviary Technologies, Inc. We recently were competing in the UCVDCC Canada Challenge with building a basically a working with this technology and stuff. And yeah. I'm right now just bouncing around and trying to pay attention to lots of groups and see what's going on.
Awesome. Welcome, Brian. Really enjoyed your engagement on the mailing list. All right. Let's go ahead and go right into it. Pull requests. So let me put this in here. These are just kind of announcements. During the last call, we said that we were going to pull in the cleaned up GitHub. We're gonna split the test suite from the spec that has been done. The new history is a part of the main branch. So that has been done. The other thing that has been done is, Sorry, let me grab this. The other thing that's been done is the VCHTTP API test suite has been moved over to CCG. I have confirmed with at least two chairs that what we did was fine with them, meaning that we just took a work item, we split it into two. One of them's the spec, the other one's the test suite, and we don't need to go through the process, the CCG new work item process, since everything was, you know, together. So the transition has been completed, just to make sure everyone's aware of it. Also, we did remember to move Mahmoud your update over, so that has been cherry picked over to the new history. So both histories, both in the spec and the test suite, should be clean and up to date now. Let me pause there and see if there are any questions or concerns about that. Mahmoud, please go ahead.
Just a quick question. I see that you've removed all CI/CD stuff. Would you be able to comment on that really quickly? I'm not really sure what's the state.
Yeah, so CI/CD, and I may have made a mistake, right? So I CI/CD for the spec, it doesn't seem that we need it anymore because the standard mechanism of publishing a GitHub page publishes the latest everything, right? So I think for the spec, what we have right now is when you go to the URL, you get the latest version, and we don't need a CI/CD process to generate that anymore. For the test suite, Ori, I'd like you to, or anyone else that has been working with the test suite, I don't know if I broke something there, and it's highly likely that I did. And if I did, we need to fix it. I believe what was being done was there was like spec and linting, you know, linting that was being done. There is a question about like, hey, do we want to do like an automated test suite that has a GitHub workflow and, you know, does a daily test and all that kind of stuff? I don't think we have that yet. Ori, thoughts?
Yeah. So the current test suite, it provides an on-demand, so anybody can ask for a new report any point in time. The workflow will be triggered, the report will be built, the output of the test suite will be rendered, and you will be able to refresh your page and see that the latest run date shows your vendor passing all of the tests. That's the way the tests work today. I suspect that we don't want to lose any of that functionality. We'll have to figure out whether we have or have not. Obviously, the URLs have changed for those reports. But that's kind of a summary of the way that it works today. It is, and it supports on demand. It can be modified to also run in a cron environment as well. So you can ask for one, you know, right now if you want one, or you can ask for it to be run nightly. You can ask for it to definitely run on every pull request being merged. Those are all features of the existing test infrastructure and test suite. So the test suite is a thing that probably has received more contribution than anything else in this, you know, working group, so far. And, it does a lot of stuff, and it includes a number of different vendors. One thing the test suite doesn't have is any security. So all those vendors are opening their test, prototype, implementations up to the internet. And just hoping that everyone's going to be nice. Thanks.
Thanks, Ori. I mean, people on the internet are nice, aren't they? What could go wrong? Mike, you're up next.
Yeah, I was just about to pull myself from queue. I think Ori hit everything I needed to say, so.
Okay, thanks. Mike, I almost certainly broke that, Ori. My apologies. Please help me fix it. I can try and look at it, later.
Breaking things is the first step to fixing the menu. I will, take a look at it. I think it was inevitable that it would break as part of this process, and I can take a look at fixing it.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Ori. Mahmoud, you're up next.
Just a final point. So for the spec, I know it builds the GitHub pages, but like, I think you were the one who mentioned it, or I mentioned it. It doesn't lint or anything like that. I do believe we will need those just because I know I'm awful about that stuff. So I kind of wish we could get back the CI/CD and, you know, just for minimum for linting.
Huge plus one to that. There are two types of linting that we're going to want to do. Respec W3C has a linting thing where we'll actually go in and just really sweep the specification and check for bad links and make sure that your respec config's right. And like it's pretty brutal. It's a pretty brutal linting process, but it's always nice to make sure that we do a good job there. But that's not the linting I don't think you were talking about, Mahmood. There's also the OAS file linting that we should be doing. And yes, absolutely. So that's great. We should do both of those things. The other thing that I failed to mention is that I also added, PR previews, across the CCG. They were kind of out of date and I updated it. So we now have PR previews on the spec. I forget who pointed out, maybe it was you, maybe it was Brian. We don't get images as a part of that. But you know, it's useful to be able to see like what the pull request actually looks like in the spec. So we have that new PR previews thing, in there. And yeah, let's work on getting CI/CD in there. If anybody wants to do any PR to improve CI/CD, please do. Okay. I believe that is it for at least those updates. There's another update here, another pull request. We had a resolution, which I will put in, IRC, that we would, integrate the diagrams that we have, and we understand that they're, wrong and they'll be iterated on and all that kind of stuff. But this PR 220, just adds the architecture diagrams that we have right now to the specification. Please do a review. Ori's looked at it. Mahmood's looked at it. Brian, thank you very much. Recognize that or realize that I forgot to add the SVG file. So that's done now. Anyone else that would like to look at it and approve or suggest comments, please do so. That's the only PR other than the revocable indicator that we have open. Ori, our assumption is that Nis will get to it when he gets to it.
Yep.
All right. That's it for pull requests. Next up is issue processing. We're going to spend the rest of the call on issue processing. And I'm doing these in least recently updated order. So this is the oldest issue that we have that people haven't been talking about. We do this to just, just make sure that, all the issues, that issues don't stagnate. So, issue 38 is up. Mike Varley, are you here today? Anyone from SecureKey here today? No, I don't see him. I got an update from Mike through some internet channel that I don't remember, where he said that he was able to talk with Daniel Hardman, and he does agree that we could probably close this issue, and that we may want to get more specific about, you know, ZKP things, meaning talk specifically about BBS Plus and how that may impact the API. And thank you, Mahmood. Mahmood saying it's in the issue comments towards the end. Okay. Yes, you're right, Mahmood. He's got it in there, right there. Okay, so thoughts, I think now's a good time to kind of collect the group's thoughts. Ideally, just put your thoughts in the issue. So Mike is saying, close this issue. Any additional crypto signature suite scheme slash whatever would, that's ZKP related, would require its own issue and own focused discussion. Holder input parameters. Mike believes that holder input parameters API support for CL style signatures, for example, are just out of scope for right now. And if we do want to talk about that, we should open a specific issue to talk about CL signatures. And then we should open an issue to address a bad issuer possibility. Mike believes we should write about it in security considerations, and that preventing bad issuers in general can be quite a challenge and maybe out of scope for this API. I don't necessarily understand the bad issuers, use case and have asked him to outline it here. Any thoughts about any of that stuff? Would anybody object to us closing this issue on the grounds that we would like additional crypto needs to be elaborated on a specific issue to each crypto suite? Or he's saying agree to ongoing specific issues. Does anybody know what the bad issuer use case is? No. Action. Okay, so let me do this. okay, so the action is Mike Varley to open an issue related to bad issuer use case. Otherwise, discussion on 2021-7-27 resulted in the group not objecting to close this issue. Resulted in the group agreeing with M.A. Varley's proposals and not objecting to close this issue. Let me put in a link to Mike's proposals. And I am going to close this issue. Unless anyone objects. Issue closed. All right. Next issue is issue 39. This is concern on external APIs for status checks. This is also raised by Mike. And Mike and Daniel Hardman had a discussion. David Chadwick, you're here today, yeah? I thought I saw David.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, I'm
no
here.
Problem. David, do you know what's going on with this issue? You're suggesting that this should be out of scope for the API status text. Should I think Daniel's concerned that we're going to really create a phone home issue. If we expose this type of thing, would you like to share your thoughts on this issue?
I need to tune into it because it's a while ago now. It's back to March, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So just give me a minute, please.
Sure. And then if anybody else has thoughts on exposing a status check on the VC issue or HTTP API, And this is a phone home API, I think what's being proposed. So you would have a field in a VC, that you would call, to give you an active status, that is not like a herd privacy revocation mechanism or anything like that. So that's,
Yes, I mean, you know, the VC model is that there should be no possibility for the verifier to be calling the issuer, because the issuer should not know who the verifier is. So if you've got this call home and the verifier calls it, then the issuer knows who the user is talking to. So that would be the issue here. If this is an open API that the verifier can call. Or am I missing something?
No, I don't think you're missing anything. I agree. I think this is very dangerous. I would certainly be a minus one to defining it at this point in time, especially if it's a, you know, it's fundamentally designed as a phone home API, meaning like that thing that you're phoning home to can't be cached, can't be distributed, is centralized and gives the issuer knowledge of, you know, who the verifier is.
Yeah, because I mean, we have been discussing this issue on the list and under a different thread, haven't we, in the last few days, mm-hmm. About the calling home.
Yeah. Mike, you're on the queue.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's valid use cases for phone home type scenarios, you know, with use of VCs, but you know, and I, in particular, I'm thinking of like some industrial type use cases where VCs are being used behind the scenes, not really playing with humans in the mix too much, right? But I'm very, very loath to put it in the spec per se, right? Unless it's like optional and be aware, you know, big warning, red flag. So it's probably better just to leave it out, right? Of the spec is my inclination.
Yep, agreed. Anyone else have a thought on this feature? I think the proposal is going to be, if you want a phone home API, feel free to implement it in your implementation, but the specification will not define phone home APIs.
I think that's the correct approach, because as you know, there are some models where the issuer wants to control the holder and control who is allowed to send the VC to. But that should be outside the pure VC model.
Great, thanks.
And I see this as the same ilk. You know, if you want to do something outside the pure VC model, then you can do it, but it's not going to be a standard way of doing it.
Yep. Joe, you're on the queue.
Yeah, I think as framed, I think it would be a mistake for us to give guidance on how to do things that most of us here don't want to have done, even though in some cases it's appropriate. But I want to float a crazy idea, which is there an opportunity here to define an API that is privacy preserving and say this is a better way? Some positive guidance instead of simply being silent.
Thoughts on that? Put yourself on the queue. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to say, so quick clarifying question. I mean, the immediate thing that jumped to mind for me there is some sort of external revocation list, et cetera, that kind of gets at the same goals, which may be accomplished by some of the existing revocation list specs. I'm not 100% sure. I'd probably have to dig in more, but is that the direction you're thinking there?
Still muted, Joe.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we have some approaches. So if the API is, here's how I do revocation, and it includes the guarantees that some of those approaches have, then that might be good guidance for people who would otherwise make up their own service endpoint and put it in the refresh value, and then they don't have any of the wisdom that we've tried to distill in these different approaches like revocation lists and whatnot.
David, you're up.
Yeah, it's just that the holder goes to the RP, and the RP sends its presentation exchange. So it knows what the holder's going to get in terms of VC. And then it can just simply ping the verifiers that it knows it has the holder to get. And you've got a perfect circle then. So, you know, I think it should just not be specified.
Adrian, you're up.
I'm not sure I understand this issue completely, but I do see it as linked to the authorization aspects of whatever API it is, because fundamentally, I would want to put as much power as possible in the authorization server and as little control as possible into the issuer API. Thank you. In other words, if the authorization server wants to allow calling home, I see no reason not to allow that whatsoever. Is another way of putting it. But again, I'm not familiar with the specifics of this particular issue, so I'm not going to be able to defend that too much.
Okay, thanks, Adrian. So what I'm hearing is, in general, we do not want phone home APIs. There may be valid times where you want to do that. But we really don't want to even, you know, we don't want to really spend too much time on this right now. We are interested in providing alternatives to people. So if they feel like they have to phone home, we can put some alternatives on the table where it's not a phone home thing, but accomplishes the use case that they're trying to achieve. So concretely, it is, I'm wondering if the proposal is, at this time, we are not going to define API mechanisms that phone home directly from the issuer directly from the verifier to the issuer. The other resolution that we can make is, and we don't need to make a resolution for this one. It's just we're going to try and document better ways of doing status checking, ones that don't violate privacy and provide herd privacy and things of that nature. Do folks want to take a proposal on not doing phone home APIs, or do folks feel like we don't really need to do that? Any strong suggestion one way or the other? I think it's a good signal to industry to say we're not going to define phone home APIs. Yep, agreed, Justin. I guess at least we're, you know, on record as not wanting to contribute to phone home type stuff. By the way, this is relevance right now because DHS is asking about MDL's phone home mechanism, and this is one of the things that differentiates these sets of APIs and this technology from, you know, some of the phone home stuff in MDL.
Yeah, just to answer the comment that was put in the chat, MDL has a backdoor. It's an optional backdoor, but it's part of the model is that the user can contact the relying party, the verifier, and say, "Yeah, I've got a driving license," and you can go to the issue and get it yourself from the backdoor, a bit like OpenID Connect. Yeah, so that is part of the MDL model. I must say that the MDL people don't like that, and they are moving towards VCs, you know, in their version 2. So they're going to accept VCs in version 2 with OIDC COP, I believe, so that they don't, so they can stop that backdoor.
Okay. Let me put this pre-proposal in there. The VCHP API work item group will not define a phone home mechanism at present, as it creates a privacy danger when a verifier contacts an issuer directly. Would anyone object to that being run as a proposal? Hold on. No plus ones yet. I haven't actually started the proposal, just asking for changes or objections.
The only thing I would add is it instead of it creates a privacy danger, it may create a privacy danger.
Okay.
I mean, it really depends on what information the verifier has to share with the issuer. Technically, there's probably a way to do it in a privacy-preserving way, and we don't want to forestall that possibility.
Excellent point. I have changed it to may. Will not define a phone home mechanism at present, as it may create a privacy danger. Any objections to that proposal modification before we run it?
Yes, I just want to get in my subject that probably appending about a particular credential. We're not trying to prevent them from talking to each other. It's just they shouldn't, as normal process, say, oh, we have a credential. Let's contact the issuer.
Got it. Okay, so I'll add about a particular credential at the end there. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to note the one use case that comes strongly to mind for me for phone home, in particular if it's triggering a manual review, is in cases like the firearms background checks, where status may have changed and not been updated in systems, and there doesn't possibly need to be a manual sign-off for either mental health state, et cetera. So there are some very valid reasons to do this from a societal standpoint. So it's just something to be aware of while voting on this proposal.
We are not. Okay, so vendors are free to implement such a system, but we are not going to define it in the standard at present. So how's that, Mike?
That works perfect for me.
Okay. Any other changes, modifications? All right, let's run it. All right. I'm going to go ahead and resolve this. Adrian, your concern is noted. I'm wondering if we should open another issue. If you want to keep tracking this, I think we should close this issue with this resolution. But if you want to raise the question in kind of the context of authorization, I think that's appropriate. All right. What is this thing? VCHP API work item group resolved the following on the 2021-727 call. Resolution. Okay, and then closing. All right, that issue is closed. Next issue is issue 40. Issue 40 was raised by Marcus, discussed by Kim. Marcus says, the issue title is remove public facing API calls. This is meant to be an internal API used to integrate VC issuing capabilities with an existing backend system. This should not contain any operations for interacting directly with a VC holder. The API, however, does currently contain two such operations, credential status and credential refresh. These should be removed. So the direct ask is remove credential status and remove credential refresh. Kim says these seem reasonable to keep as internal APIs. Did you mean to remove completely or switch to internal? Marcus said, interesting. I haven't thought about this. I guess you're right. We could keep them and simply mark as internal instead of public, which then would raise the question about how do we differentiate. And then Ori, you're saying, yeah, go and vocalize your comment, please.
Yeah, this is massively stale and should have been closed a long time ago.
Thoughts, comments? Would people support closing this issue as stale? Okay, Juan's saying close it. Mike is saying close it. Or he's saying close it. Go ahead, Justin.
I mean, the whole idea of a public, if I'm understanding this issue, the whole idea of having publicly available API, you need to differentiate that from a non-public API using some system. And this group just had a very long conversation about controlling authorization to APIs. And unless your idea of controlling authorization to your API is just putting it on a computer and not telling anybody about it, this is part and parcel with that authorization discussion. So while I would agree that it is probably a good idea to close this issue of stale, in doing so, the group is functionally admitting that you do need to answer this question of how you authorize calls to the API.
Thank you, Justin. Joe, you're up next.
Yeah, I was confused by this because refresh is public. That may be part of the confusion, may be that we don't have a good idea of what the holder API is. And that may be related to the fact that we don't know if it's an API for holders to use or if it's an API for holder software to expose. Those are sort of different things. But to my mental model, whoever's satisfying the refresh, it is being called by the holder. And I don't think the holder is calling it on themselves. So I don't know how that's internal in any sort of notional way. That said, I think we could probably retire this. I just wanted to point out we have this confusion because we don't have a good mental model for what endpoints we need for holders.
Great. Thanks, Joe. Ted, you're up next.
It has been discussed here and elsewhere. There cannot be any such thing as an internal API in a space that's involved in security and crypto. Everything has to be treated as if it's external, and it all has to be shielded in various ways, including authorization, including making sure that the authorized person or the authorized agent is identified appropriately, et cetera, et cetera. There ain't no such thing as a private API. Everything is exposed. Everything needs to be treated as if it was on a kiosk in the mall. I think that's enough. And whether it's dealt with in this issue or some other, I don't care. I mean, this, as many of these issues are stale. Many of them were opened a year and 3 months ago. So, you know, that's definitely stale because it hasn't been touched for a while. I don't think that alone is grounds for closing it. However, if someone can better express the issue that's trying to be addressed, it might be better to raise that as a new issue and close this in favor of that. That's it.
Thanks, Ted. Joe, you're up next. Still on mute.
Sorry, thanks. I think there's some conflation here and confusion about internal and external versus public and private. I don't necessarily, so I agree with the sentiment that's just been expressed about every API should be secured with some clear authorization. But I think when we're designing the API, I think it's very different if the API endpoint is intended to be used by the public without any sort of authorization to do something with the service versus someone who is inside some notional trust boundary, which may not be a systemic trust boundary, right? The trust boundary might be, if you are authorized to do this thing, we're going to let you do that thing. And you could conceptualize internal as being the parties who are privy to that conversation and as opposed to public. So I think sometimes we're talking past each other because we mean slightly different notions of these words.
Yep, great point, Joe. I'm hearing in general, close the issue, not because it's old and people haven't updated it, but because there are a number of very good reasons why the issue doesn't actually cut to the point of debate, and we really should open other issues to cut to the various point of debates, right? I believe I heard everyone say there should be authorization around, in general, there should be authorization around almost every single one of these endpoints. The only reason I'm hesitating to say all endpoints is because we haven't had a full discussion about every single endpoint we're going to define here. I'm hearing people say, one, we should be doing authorization. Two, don't presume internal versus external. That's not a good way to think about API endpoints. And then, Joe, your additional nuance around we may be talking about past each other when we use some of this language. So I think the concrete next step here is to close the issue because close the issue because public versus private. Go ahead, Ted. You're on the queue.
Yeah, I would not close the issue because it is too bluntly pointed. I would leave it open because it serves as a reminder, if nothing else, with a note as the last comment for the moment that says, we have a better idea of how this should be worded so that it gets addressed appropriately. And this is holding open until that one exists so that we don't forget to make that new one.
Okay. So I will put this was discussed on the 2021-07-27 call. A number comments made included. In general, there should be authorization on every endpoint, internal versus external is not a good indicator, of how we should, consider, is not a good indicator of anything. What were the other points? Need a better description related to what this issue is getting at, and are leaving this issue open until either one, the original issue submitter, opens a new, more specific issue, work two. How much time did you want to give this before closing it? 60 days?
30 days.
30 days. Or 30 days elapse, at which point the issue will be closed. All right. I have put that there. And that is the next step for that issue. So that was 40. Next issue up. Ha. Issue 42, define JOT encoding of VCs. Or you open this, there's a work item that is progressing on this. What would you like to do with this issue, Ori?
As it is my issue, I reserve the right to close it and cross-link to the new work item, and I am doing that.
Awesome. Thank you, Ori. All right. I'll leave you to do that, and we'll move on to the next issue. Issue 43. This one is a design discussion. So issue 43 is wondering whether we should be using service APIs rather than RESTful APIs. James, who I believe is on the call today, is James on the call? I thought I saw him. Maybe I'm imagining things. Looks like I'm imagining things. James said maybe REST isn't the right approach. A RESTful GET might make sense for getting a credential, but maybe POST or creating a credential isn't the right level of abstraction. Ori, you had a response to this. Go ahead. You're on the queue.
Ted was ahead of me. Oh, no, he's gone now. This API doesn't support getting credentials, period. So, like, we don't support any form of reading credentials at all. Like, no list of credentials, no get credential by specific ID. None of that is supported in the current API. Just wanted to point that out.
Yep. The other thing to note here is that, the issue that we pointed at, so we pointed at issue 41, which we resolved in a previous call, saying that the API style guide we're going to use is a controller style. And we're going to use JSON schema to define acceptable inputs, and we won't, you know, any deviation from the guidelines will be discussed by the group. So, we've kind of decided on the direction. I don't know if that meets James's desire. So maybe the next step here. Sorry, Adrian, you're on the queue. Go ahead. You might be muted, Adrian. Still muted. You're not muted in Jitsi, but you might be physically muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, can hear you.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know what's going on. I'm curious about Ori's comment that the API does not support GET with authorization. Am I then to assume that the API only supports a push of the VC to somewhere? Is that the, or that's what's confusing me.
So the API, right now, is designed to issue verifiable credentials. So, as an issuing authority, you call the API when you want to issue a credential, and then you as the issuer hand it off to the holder through some external process, some undefined external process. So there is no endpoint where you can say, get credential 5 for me, and the API will hand that back to you. Meaning, like, there's no holder going get credential 5 and the API handing it back. So that's true today. I think, Adrian, what you might be getting at is, you know, I think there's a presumption that the API does provide that, and it doesn't today. It may in the future, but we haven't gotten to that conversation, yet. But at present, there's no get, you know, credential 5 for me, and the API gives it back to you.
So just to follow up, is that, another one of these internal versus external issues?
No, I don't think it is. It's just quite literally, we don't provide holder interactions right now. There's nothing where the holder's interacting, with the API. Modulo maybe, or some of those newer APIs you defined. I forget.
Thank
you. Go ahead, Ted.
Sorry. Yeah, I just posted a link in the chat. It appears to be a pretty straightforward resolution. We're conforming to RESTful API, which means we're conforming to a REST API. That's what we're doing. So that answers 43 directly.
Excellent point. Ori, you're on the queue.
Yeah, the current API, the respec doesn't include the current API renderings. For whatever reason, but I pasted them all in chat. There's issuer, holder, and verifier today. Each of them is the URLs that I pasted are the latest versions of those API definitions. So I'd encourage everyone to take a look at them because they've been refined over the last, you know, over a year. These are the things that people are demonstrating interoperability with in the test suite, and these are the primary work that has been done in terms of specification. It's not been done in respec. It's been done in Open API Specification 3. And these three rendered versions of it are important to understand if you're going to be contributing to the work item. So please take a look at them, and you'll see that there's not actually like a lot there. Like, again, like no advanced querying interfaces, very minimal definition for, you know, really anything. But you should be familiar with the current API specification files because that's where all of the work to date has happened.
Thanks. Ori, Mike, you're up.
Yeah, and this might be a history thing or something, but, you know, when I came into VCH TTP API or whatever it's going to end up getting renamed if the bike shedding ever happens to completion, but, you know, my assumption was that we were going to define an API for working with verifiable credentials and all things related to verifiable credentials by the VC spec, you know, implied over REST, right, as kind of being the standard way of doing HTTP APIs these days. And so I think it's kind of a noticeable gap that we don't have the really basics of, like, get, you know, like your typical CRUD type operations that you would expect for a verifiable credential object and storage of those and retrieval of those, et cetera, right? So, I think that's just worth a note because I'm not sure that vision is necessarily shared by everyone here, because there's obviously some kind of broad aspects and our own semantics around things like holder, et cetera, that can be looked at other ways from standard, you know, web API type calls, right? And I think Ted kind of hit the nail on the head. If we're doing a REST API, let's actually implement this the way REST stuff gets done. So.
Thank you, Mike. And while you were talking, Ori commented and James closed the issue. So we have a resolution for 43. James was paying attention. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. There is a so just as a heads up, I'm trying to figure out a way to get the OS files to render natively in respec. Ori, I think if you got it kind of sort of working before, I think. I'm trying to figure out how we take that the rest of the way and get it and officially, you know, integrated. So Ori, maybe help there. I'd appreciate some help there to at least get that kind of stuff in. I'll take a look at the traceability, thing to do that. And yeah, I mean, Ted, this is not ideal. We would ideally be pointing to those things. So, so works in progress, PRs welcome, all that stuff. That is it for the call today, with 2 minutes to spare. Thank you everyone for the discussion and participating in the conversation. We'll take the remaining stuff to the mailing list. We will be doing issue and PR processing next time as well. Hope everyone has a wonderful rest of the week. Thanks all. Bye.